Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
I have been missing my thread question of the week. Tracy Mumford is here. Hi.
Hello.
Good to have you back in the studio.
Good to be here.
What is the thread question of the week?
It is, how long does it really take these famous authors to write their books?
And you got this from kind of a surprising source.
Well, yeah, there's a fun infographic going around right now that puts them all in array from authors who took 6 days to authors who took 16 years to turn these out. It's an interesting spectrum to look at.
And by the way, I think what I take away from one of the things I take away from the infographic is just because you wrote it in 6 days doesn't mean it's inferior to the novel that took 16 years to write.
No. So let's dive into the six days one that we are talking about is the Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. 6 days. And he has a couple different biographers who've looked into this who suggest there may have been some substances involved in this 6 day writing
she
binge.
She says diplomatically.
That churned this out. At the other end of the spectrum, of course, is Tolkien and 16 years to put that trilogy together, which to me makes complete sense.
It does.
I mean, when you
it
think
does.
About how detailed all of that stuff is, 16 years seems like a drop in the bucket to build entire worlds.
I know. You can imagine him with this huge spreadsheet and having to constantly go back and check the spreadsheet to figure out where he is in the trilogy. What else?
I was interested that Casino Royale, so the first James Bond book, 2 months.
Wow.
He turned out, you know, what has given us, you know, decades and decades of spy thrillers in 2 months. I was also surprised The Great Gatsby took 2.5 years.
Right.
There are a lot of authors that are working in that 2 to 3 year mark to turn out a classic.
You know what's interesting about this, Trace, is you think about maybe the first time novelist has had this novel rattling around in their heads for years, right? It's the first time they've tried to put it down on paper. And you think of that. So you've had a lot of time in your life to create it. And I think of that as kind of – and then – the writing of it should go faster than maybe the second novel and the third novel. Is there any kind of sense of that?
Well, Britt Bennett, who I think we're going to talk to later, she's
the Mothers.
This debut author who, everyone's raving about her book, The Mothers. She's now in her mid-20s, but she said in interviews that she actually started writing the book while in high school. She's been thinking about these characters and their lives. And obviously, as she's grown up, the novel has changed a lot.
Right.
But that's one of those examples of a debut novelist who's been turning these ideas over for years.
Right. You know what Ann Patchett said last night? Steph, did you catch this at the Talking Volumes with Ann Patchett, that she writes the novels in her head?
Yes.
And as she writes, now this is kind of unusual, and as she writes them, they don't change that much. She doesn't do multiple drafts. Those books come out pretty much formed as they will appear on the page.
Well, that's like Faulkner. So As I Lay Dying, his classic, he wrote in 6 weeks.
That just blows my mind.
And he claims that he did not change a word, that what you are reading is his first draft that he wrote every night between midnight and 4 a.m. for 6 weeks.
I was thinking about, you know, someone like Faulkner, you don't have the computer there to go back and cut out, you know, copy and paste, right? You're writing in a somewhat laborious way if you have to go back and change big chunks of it.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, these ideas that the authors who can nail things on the first draft, that's very interesting.
Give me one more off the infographic.
Gone with the Wind took 10 years.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Does that make sense
to you? That's a long book.
And complicated.
I
wonder how she was working out, you know, what it was she was working out in the 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, how it was going to end, who Scarlett was going to end up being.
Well, and luckily, we're still talking about this book, right? Imagine authors who spent 10 years on something that we're not talking about right now, you know?
Yeah. So, hey, thanks, Trace.
Thanks.
That's the thread question of the week. You can read all about all the stuff we talk about on books on the thread, nprnews.org/thread.